Welcome to Native Talks, Jen again, and today we're talking about making a presentation, which I am very familiar with as a student. Giving the perfect oral presentation in English requires practice. Even great orators like Steve Jobs, Lincoln, Mandela, they all became excellent public speakers through years of dedicated practice. So here are my tips for giving a great presentation. Think about the details in advance. Giving a presentation in front of an audience is always stressful. Thinking about such details as the location of the presentation, equipment, materials, timing, your appearance and your outfit will help you avoid nervousness. Do your homework. Effective preparation requires consideration of the following things. Ask yourself what the presentation is all about, its title and its goal. Think about who your audience is. Figure out what your main message is. Think about the structure of the presentation, from the opening to the main part to the summary. Make it easier for the audience and yourself. Use simple language. Prepare for questions. Think about what kind of questions the audience might ask. And usually an orator has a limited amount of time to present, so keep the presentation simple and have no more than the appropriate amount of slides, using a font that's legible from a distance. And don't put large blocks of text in your presentation. No one's gonna be interested in reading it. People prefer visual material, so think about images or graphs and videos that support your idea. There's so many different forms of media. But don't overwhelm the audience with too many visual aids. Introduce yourself and set the theme. At the beginning of the presentation, it's important to introduce yourself, give your full name, position, and company you represent. Some people also include their contact information on the first slide. That's in case you want someone from the audience to contact you after your presentation. After the introduction, don't forget to state the topic of your presentation. Useful phrases to start with include, "Hello, ladies and gentlemen, thank you for coming," or even, "The topic of today's meeting is," or, "Let's get the ball rolling." Provide an outline or agenda of your presentation verbally. Providing an outline of the presentation is a must, as people want to know why they should listen to you. That's why the opening part is crucial. It should be cheerful, interesting, and catchy. You should know it by heart so you don't even lose track of your thoughts, even if you're nervous. Useful phrases to outline your presentation with. You could directly say, "I'd like to give you a brief outline of my presentation," or, "Here's the agenda for the meeting." Explain when the listeners can ask questions. Have a question and answer period that takes place at the end of the presentation, so that you have enough time to deliver the main message of your speech without being interrupted by multiple questions. If you want the audience to ask questions during or after the presentation, make it clear and say so. Useful phrases to indicate the beginning of a question and answer period. There will be a question and answer session after the presentation. Please feel free to interrupt me if you have any questions. I'll be happy to answer your questions at any time during the presentation. Make a clear transition in between the parts of the presentation. Using transition words and phrases in English make your presentation look smooth and easy to follow. Useful phrases to transition with. "I'd like to move on to another part of the presentation," or, "Now I'd like to look at," or, "In addition, moreover," you know, all the phrases that you use in writing. Summarize. At the end of the presentation, briefly summarize the main points and ideas. Provide the audience with your opinion and give them a call to action. Let them know what you want them to do with the information that you've just shared. End the presentation by thanking all the listeners and inviting them to the question and answer session. Practice makes perfect. Try rehearsing your presentation using the above tips. Practice in front of a mirror, with your friends, parents, or spouse, and the more you practice, the better. While practicing, try not to use crutch words. Examples of crutch words are or like the in-between words that you use to fill the space. And good luck with your presentation.